the person who is naysaying Dwight now gets to speak, Shelby Mongan. You do it out of love, right?
No. So my monologue is about an annual event, but it's also the monologue, well, a better version, of the monologue I read the first time I came to Nerdologues, which is a year and 2 months ago. So now it's going to be on record, which is exciting. Okay, so you need to know two facts about me for this story. One, I'm a nerd. I'm here. This has been true damn near since birth, and considering as a freshman in college, I willingly learned how to play Magic the Gathering because it looked like fun, I see no sign of it stopping anytime soon. Two, my dating life is a mess. My relationships have been few and far between, and the handful of examples that are there either were utterly forgettable or complete disasters. So combine these two facts and lead to me in a Spyro the Dragon costume, sitting across from a man probably 15 years older than me, speed dating at a comic book convention. Let me back up a little bit. I led a very sheltered nerd life. I grew up on the East Coast, and when I got to Chicago, I was stoked about college, but I was really excited to have some room to explore my nerdiness. Magic was one of those things. And I knew friends that had gone to C2E2 before, Chicago Comic Book and Entertainment Expo. I don't have to explain that. You guys know what that is. I had some friends that had gone, and I just started reading comics about a year before I went, and I thought this was going to be great. I love passionate people. I love costumes. I love kilt booths. Like, what could I not love? So when I was signing up and I was buying my ticket, I was browsing through all the different things that they have to offer, and there's like bands and different things going on, and one of those things was speed dating. And if anyone here saw the short-lived and really disappointing show Geek Love on TLC, which is not a learning channel anymore, it's that same company. So what they do is they go to different cons and they put on speed dating, which is a hilarious job to have. So I wasn't necessarily like looking for the love of my life, but I was like, you know what, this seems like a fun thing and I'm just going to give it a shot. So I don't do things halfway. When I showed up to Nerdologues for the first time, I read a monologue. I hadn't met anyone here and I read a monologue the first time. I don't do anything halfway. And so if I'm going to go to a con, I'm going to dress up. So I dress up as Spyro the Dragon, because that was my jam when I was a kid. So I handmade my own wings. I had horns. No one got what I was wearing the whole time, which sucked. But I was excited about my costume, and without thinking, I planned on wearing it the same day as speed dating. But I was like, you know, no, this will be fine. Like, other people will be in costume. Like, this is a con. Totally gonna be fine. No. You know where this is going. So I tend to be a little socially anxious, but I pushed through it and I left my friends and I wandered down and there's really ramshackle signs pointing to a very large room very far away from the con floor. And I'm greeted by a gypsy, a stormtrooper, and the Terminator. And I was like, good! I'm not the only one. So I walk in the room full of non-costumed people, separated like a middle school dance on purpose. This is a thing that they do. They put the guys on one end and the girls on the other side, and it's technically because of, like, security reasons, but it just made it more uncomfortable and more nerdy than it needed to be in the first place. And so we were all kind of used to the awkward separation, though, so I think it actually made us all feel at home. The experience itself was kind of unremarkable, honestly. It was fun. I met some nice people. I got a lot of phone numbers, none of which I called. I did get one stalker that looked like Napoleon Dynamite, which was pretty funny. But as a general rule, it was pretty unremarkable. But what's notable to me about this is looking back. So I said that I signed up for this because it looked like fun and it was something interesting, which is true. It seemed like it'd be something fun to do, but there's another reason behind it. And it's a lot less flattering. It's a lot less nice for me. But with someone as with a face like a rosy chipmunk and someone who is not necessarily conventionally hot, I have never been the hottest girl in the room. It's not a thing that's ever been my bag. Which is okay, but it's I don't know what that's like. I've never experienced that. I was an awkward kid. If you've seen any of my other monologues, a lot of them talk about how weird I was when I was younger. So this is a trend that has just continued. I know what it's like to be the loudest in the room. I know what it's like to be the funniest in the room. In my own head. But I don't know what it's like to be the hottest. And so in the back of my mind, there was this thought that maybe if I did this, like, for once, because I'm kind of a daywalker when it comes to being a nerd. Like, I can kind of pass. I have enough social skills, and, like, I could pass. And I was like, maybe this is my chance. Like, maybe this is, I get a taste of that popular kid thing. And so I can't say for sure whether or not that really happened. I was the youngest by far. I was 19 at the time. I'm pretty sure the next person was 25. So that was good. I did well at that. I was the most of something. But what I found that regardless of whether or not I was the hottest girl in the room, I had a good time. And I chatted about Firefly and talked about comics and met a couple really nice people. And I found at the end of it that, you know, being attractive, being the most attractive person in the room is probably the least interesting thing I could want for myself. But to be the nerdiest just might be good enough. Thanks.
Thank you, Shelby. I don't know if this was the case when the year you did it, but last year they ran Nerd Speed Dating like around the clock at C2E2. Like every 45 minutes there was another session, so it must really be working for them.
Soon I'm happy to time off for somebody.
Yeah.